Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Happy to. Thanks for having me back, Elliot.
You're a veteran now, man.
Yeah, it's been a few.
The most we've had is a single guest.
Yeah, I think you're in first place now.
First place, let's go.
Keith McGrath would be the only person with...
Even close. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And you know what puts him over the top? Because with Keith, we film on location with both of them too.
Yeah.
And we filmed on location with him.
Yep. Nice.
So yeah, I think he might, like him and Keith...
That's got to get on your guest door now.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Anyways, well, we didn't even let you introduce yourself. Yeah. What is your name and what are you about?
My name's Kyle Warren. Today's hat is the Oil Sands Rotary Club I'm representing.
Okay.
And we have our annual event coming up that everyone looks forward to, the Real Rock Film Festival.
Yes, we have you down there.
The old poster. I didn't bring a new poster with
me. If you do, we'll put it up. That's all right, man. We rep you guys hard. We came to your film festival last year.
Yep.
When is this one taking place?
So this one is March 22nd. Not this weekend, but next weekend. I'm not sure when this is going to come up.
Okay.
Yeah, the Friday at 7 p.m. at the Oil Sands Discovery Center this year.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to fill up the... in there and try that one out. The piano is getting a little pricey, and
yeah,
it's a really nice venue, but I mean we're open to other options, and it has the word oil sand in it, which is our Rotary Club. So
okay,
I think it'll be pretty cool, and so we're gonna run the bar service ourselves this time, so it should help with fundraising a little bit more, and multiple reasons, but yeah, we're gonna pull out all our regular local sponsors and some new ones. And so should have a bunch of cool raffle prizes again.
Yeah.
50-50, and I'll be a silly fool on stage making jokes and stuff. Yeah. Again.
No, you're awesome. You're great up there. Everybody loved you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we did not buy any of the tickets for your raffle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. When you were giving those things out, me and him were just like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, the climbing gear. That's why we do little bins. So if you want to win the climbing gear, most people will be climbers.
Honestly just did not want to be brought on stage at that moment.
Just enjoying the film.
Yeah,
exactly. To myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to win it because I knew the people who go, they're enthusiasts. So I don't need something that's worth, because those are big ticket items you get.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
So, if you're into climbing and you're watching this, show up for the door prizes. That's, big boy level stuff.
Over $2,000 of climbing gear last year. And, we're going to work out something with, that's Aluma Safway, by the way, who's part of the Infinity Métis group now. And they're always spoiling us with climbing gear. So we're gonna work something out.
Yeah,
this year so that Rotary gets their money's worth out of that, because that's a huge fundraiser. And lots of people get they were leaving with these wicked bags of climbing ropes and all kinds of crazy harnesses.
Yeah.
You could just chill. You could just climb all day in that thing.
Yeah.
It's not just taking a few falls. That's rope access hangout.
That's
off
right.
Of a Suncore Tower or something.
Yeah, man. That was a thing. Because I saw when I walked in, because I used to be in remote access. So I know what that stuff is.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm just cool. And then I saw you could put a raffle in. And I was I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And when you started handing that stuff out, I was you're giving this stuff away?
Yeah, man.
You could flip that for a lot of money. So... I said, anybody out there, get the ticket to win the prize, make some money.
Get
I don't know.
Prizes,
show up for a good cause.
There's the 50-50 too. I think That was something like 500 and some bucks last year, I think.
Yeah.
There's also some good films that take place. That's
The films are
the point of the event. You know, that's fun too.
So this year, I never spoil it for myself. I always say I get the films. I have access to them right now, but I like the surprise of watching them the day of. It's more fun that way. But so I don't really have any spoilers for you. But it's always really cool projects. Like basically the hardest climbs that have been achieved over the last year show up in these Real Rock Film Festivals, and it's always, whether you're a climber or not, you guys had a great time. I always hear from Rotarians how much fun they had coming to the films, because there's these people are just so passionate about what they do, and so it could bring a tear to your eye, and you're probably gonna laugh. There may be an F-bomb or two. Sometimes they get pretty passionate about their projects, but it is all ages.
If you watch the film, you can get why.
Yeah.
It's not full of swears. There's usually only just like one or two moments, and it's kind of comedic. And if you have your kid with you,
you can explain it. Yeah. or if you're hanging from a clip upside down with no wire, one finger. You're allowed to say some words. I'm just saying. Yeah.
But it's like, really wicked views. Like the scenery is amazing. So I would encourage anyone, climber or non-climber, I convinced you guys to come. I think you guys are hooked too.
I'll be back again. Right? Yeah, because
this is my third year.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah, that's right. You went that year before me. That's right.
Half of them. Yeah. We've been doing it for. Actually, I think we only had 5 successful because the C word screwed with us that one year. But it's been 6 years now running Real Rock, so it's kind of getting pretty integrated into the community, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am. I'll be there. Yeah. Are you seeing this microphone drop like this?
What did you do?
It's getting pretty
like, can you hear me even?
Yeah.
Like, I've been leaning down and talking loud. Yeah. But, like,
I'll mute you. You fix it.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Yeah. He's gone ahead and decided he wants to break some more equipment, I think. Wonderful.
All right, let's try that out. No, that's dropping again. Man, I've been so careful with this. Okay.
Yeah, how about I talk rotary for a little bit?
Yeah please talk rotary that. Please get this on film of me trying to fix this.
No, it's been on film.
Yeah. Okay. Please tell us about rotary.
Our Oil Sands Rotary Club, it's been around as long as I have, actually. It was established the year that I was born. And three or four of our members, I think, turned 40 this year as well as our club. Cool. Or just last year, actually. So. Yeah, it's been around for a long time. We actually established the 911 in Fort McMurray in the 80s. As far as I understand, I wasn't part of the club then. 1-year-old popping out put me in. But I've been here for 10 years and in the Rotary Club for that long. It's getting friendly with me now, too. Yeah.
I'm glad you're a vet of this podcast, because makes this...
Oh, yeah. I know the casual vibe that we maintain
here. Yeah, it's it's Dumb and Dumber, and then Kyle as well.
Yeah. Dumbest.
Yeah.
Dumbester.
Yeah, why don't you hold it up?
This is what we're doing.
Yeah, hold it up near your mouth where we can hear you would be nice.
Man, this thing is really jacked up.
I can't wait for this podcast to be done and me to come over there and fix this in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like what this show's about.
Yeah.
And like, I love it because it's kind of
it's similar to the chill vibe that happens at Real Rock on stage. I like people talking to me, and I will crack jokes and I'll educate people on climbing. Right.
So oh yeah, people will like shout out things and yell things. And
exactly.
You're an excellent.
And over people to get the prizes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're going to switch it up so we just get people's name and you collect your prize outside, because there was like a riot going on, people coming up to collect prizes.
Man, it's just a fun event to go to. And I actually like how you're trying out a different venue.
Yeah.
Because the Multicultural Association used that venue for one of our MGAs.
Okay.
It was fantastic, and it's nice to see.
Yeah,
like I remember, like growing up here as a kid, like you get to go there and do your experiments.
I've seen the film, the ancient film,
Like it's a really cool like place to like host an event.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So where can people get tickets for this?
Okay, so it's on Eventbrite. You can look up Real Rock 18 Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook, the Oil Sands Rotary Club. See there, and we're going to be distributing our posters. We're kind of slacking this year. I don't have one with me, but Speed Pro is doing our printing services for us.
Nice.
Shout out to them. and we'll be distributing around. We usually get one up at Mitchell's when you're getting your sandwich. You can scan the QR code there.
Very cool.
Should be around like Keanu and local businesses or sponsors. Yeah. I guess I could put give a shout out to my list of sponsors.
Yeah, if you got them there.
Aluma Safway, I mentioned. Those guys spoil us with climbing gear every year. And then we got Midlight Construction, also part of the Infinity Group. This year, they're throwing us $1,000 to help us with all our expenses. Huge, huge to have some cash sponsors like that. Hanging Stone Climbing Gym. You heard about this? New climbing gym opening up. You know Neil Berry.
Is that how, like,
shout
I like
to him? I'm kind of stealing his thunder now. I've been on the media a couple times mentioning it for him. But,
you know. Is that really happening?
Yeah, man. Within I think the next month here. Last time I talked to him, yeah, he's aiming to have it open pretty soon here.
Tell Neil to stop slacking and come on the show. Like, what's
the old MXC auto building there?
Wow.
I'm kind of stealing his letter. Sorry.
Wow.
But yeah, super excited
you're
for that.
Promoting a friend.
I'm promoting.
That's
yes,
right.
Exactly.
And somebody needs to.
We're kind of hoping to do the big announcement at Real Rock there. So he's sponsoring. He'll throw a few passes to the new gym.
Cool.
Very excited to announce that to our little climbing community up here.
Nice.
And then we got Harris Home Furnishing as well as another Rotarian, Gary Harris. He's throwing in a La Crusade kitchenware set. That's fancy stuff for the kitchen. Sarah LeGroy does a diamond painting for us every year, some artwork. Vista Ridge and Rotary Links do golf passes for us. This is all stuff you can win in the raffle. The Wood Buffalo Disc Golf Association, one of my other hats, we're going to donate some membership passes and some kits, some disc golf sets.
Yeah.
And then we usually do the Michel's Cafe lunch kit. I still have to kind of get in contact with those guys. Emails are difficult with them. It's more like get a sandwich, show up, and put your poster up. That's how we do that.
Nice.
Speed Pro already announced Bailey's. It usually does some kind of yuck yuck tickets or something like that. And we usually end up doing karaoke there after because I love to sing.
Nice.
And love the attention. So come see me on stage. And I'll make some funny jokes.
That's awesome. How's your disc golf career going?
Good, man. Double sponsor this year.
Okay.
I got a Texas company, Lone Star, sponsored me this year. And they got some really nice plastic. They're actually a manufacturer out of the States. So I'm throwing some, I don't know, American plastic. That's same continent at least. And then I have a disc store out of Omaha, Nebraska. They're like a distributor, so it's not conflicting interest. I can represent both. And yeah, we get a bunch of cool stuff for our tournaments. Actually, another little shout out. I know you're about to ask me to do that. Little veteran here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get it in when you can.
Don't worry, you'll have another one too. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Many more.
That's right.
We're doing our indoor disc golf tournament at the Keanu St. Gude Sport and Wellness Center.
Nice.
So normally we do our putting leagues on Thursday night at 9 p.m., which is kind of late for some people. If you're addicted enough, we throw around indoors there. It's pretty fun. We set up baskets all over and do a little short course and stuff, little par twos.
Yeah.
But for our tournament, April 27th and April, kind of like end of our putting league and kicks off our summer season, we get to play an entire round inside, like going like outside and not just in the field pitch, like the soccer field. We go out up into the bleachers upstairs.
No.
Go up by the workout equipment. You throw downstairs, like towards the hockey arena.
Nice.
And then you go, and they set up the big Keanu head, the Husky head, the blow up head.
Yeah.
The football team runs out, or the basketball team and volleyball team, or whatever. And you like, that's like a triple Mando. Like, there's like mandatory that you have to go through the, get it in the hole.
Nice. Can people just come
fun.
And watch?
Yeah, you could come watch too. Yeah, it's only what do we have it? $20 this year, and if you don't have discs, we'll give you a disc. It's super super simple. Anyone can throw these distances. They're only like up to like maybe 100 feet.
Speak for yourself.
I
can throw 100 feet. It's getting it in the direction of those nets that's the hard part.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You work on the accuracy. I can give you some coaching tips. Don't spill your juice or whatever you like to drink. Pretend you're resting a drink on it, and if you change the angle enough that it could slide off or like made ice, you want it flat as possible. That's the tip that I always give to people. for beginners.
There we go. That's a good tip. That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to come just check that out. Oh, Tanner's in his questions. My bad, bro. Nice. Tanner has a segment, you know, the Max City Minute. But okay. Before we jump into it, we need to throw it to an ad from Carrie from Truly Rose, and I'm going to try to fix this mic. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
I had to fix his mic for him.
But you didn't fix it.
Yeah, let it go.
See, look, it's dropping. It's moving.
You just can't breathe.
Yeah, just everybody stay really still. If you're listening to this podcast and not watching it, the microphone is dropping, and it probably sounds a little different because I'm speaking in the same direction. I'm so happy that he was unable to fix this.
Just wait until I don't have a time crunch.
That's right. I don't know what it is with me and these things, but I break them. But anyways.
I could probably fix it if I wasn't also operating your podcast right now.
That's right.
You.
Yeah, Tanner does a lot. For everybody at home, there's a lot going on here. But Carrie, thank you for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Question number one. What is your go-to song to dance to?
Yes.
Dance song?
Yeah, to dance to. Like,
you could dance to anything.
we were listening to, I was going to say Mix, but it's playing now, right? And it was, my head was going, I was like, going to do the smash.
Nice. Night at Roxbury.
Question number two. What has been the most memorable film you've seen at Real Rocks?
Oh, man. Okay, so there's kind of a household name, Alex Honnold, might ring a bell.
Yup.
The guy is, I wouldn't say crazy. He's going to live, actually. I've seen a lot of names over the years that have, like, fallen off cliffs because they're free climbing. This guy solo free climbs. So, free climbing in climbing in general just means that you got up without making any mistakes. You didn't fall. So, like, you can do a free climb with a rope, and you freed it, which just means that you up in one attempt, basically, or like flashed it. So this guy, he climbs no ropes, free solo, which means like you have to do it in one go, otherwise you're toast because you're like on the side of a mountain 2,000 feet up in the air.
Sudden death, right?
Alex Honnold is amazing. Alone on the Wall, I recommend watching it. It's owned by National Geographic. Amazing footage.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Question number three. What is your most cherished achievement in your Rotary career?
I'm super proud of these Real Rock films. It's growing in popularity. Hard to say that isn't it. But, I mean, part of the reason that I joined like 10 years ago was the Vista Ridge project. And we donated 12 baskets to them to establish the first disc golf course in Fort McMurray. And then I quickly followed it up with a second course in Lions Park. And that Lions Park is probably my most proud Rotary project. That started the Wood Buffalo Disc Golf Association, which is like a satellite of Rotary at the time.
Yeah.
And is now a full non-profit society, sports society. So,
yeah. Very cool, man. Yeah.
Question number four. What is your favorite event you participate in outside of your own?
Okay, so I really like the Pedals for Paws SPCA event that we do with them. We've partnered with them in the past, and now we're kind of just like mostly just donating our time to them now. But there's a few of I have a bike mechanic background, and Taras, the president that I was connecting you with on our Oil Sands Rotary Club right now, is a huge bike enthusiast. I call myself a bike mechanic. He has way more tools than I do. He has like the bike stands and everything. He's pretty much like setting up most of it. I'm just using my knowledge. And then we have, some mechanically inclined guys. So we just tune up bikes for them. If you have any old bikes that you want to donate to the SPCA, they're accepting donations. We have a big sea can that we fill up full of bikes there. And we usually have around 80 bikes that we have fixed up by the time event rolls around, which I can't remember exactly when it is within the next couple months here. And so we help tune up, and there's some wicked bikes that show up there. They put a lot of it online leading up to the event, but you can also come out the day of and check out the bikes.
Yep.
And give them a little pedal around, and they'll work, guaranteed. This guy, I can huck 360s on a bike and and tune it up just the same. I used to be good.
And your final question, what was your favorite childhood toy?
Every Christmas, I would ask for an RC car. Like, didn't matter how many I had in my stash every single Christmas. If they had RC helicopters when I was a kid, my mind would have been blown, man. That's like, yeah, so that's kind of why I have a kid now, because I have an excuse to buy RC.
Yeah, he gets all the cool, expensive, fancy ones.
Yeah, I spoil them. Yeah. Every time we go to Petro, we go to the car, the Hot Wheels. Nice. You know your Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Oh, I know Hot Wheels.
You've added to my collection for sure.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And those have been your five questions.
Nice. Thank you, bud.
I have a sad thing to talk about on this show.
Oh, no.
So I have a son just like yourself, you know?
Yep.
And so you get excited about this. So one of the things I love in like my childhood was like superheroes, action figures, like the Marvel series, like that was my thing.
Nice. Yeah.
My kid wants nothing to do with it.
Mm.
Ugh.
It's hard to force him into what you love.
Right? Yeah, I was just like, and I didn't know that at first, but like he had to sit me down a few months back.
Yeah.
And just, it was like, listen, Dada, I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm not into it. I was just like, what do you mean you're not into what? He's just like, Batman. I was like, that's okay. There's lots of superheroes. He's like, nope. Superman, Spider-Man, just like all of it. Oh, it's just like, it's just not my thing. I'm like, what? And like, you got to be cool about it. Like, yeah. I have to be like, oh no, it's okay. Whatever you want. Yeah. Like, what are you into?
I know, I'm not crying.
Yeah. And so now, like, we watch what he wants to watch now, and I'm like real supportive. I'm like, oh yeah, this stuff. You know, we could be watching the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, he'll go to the movies.
Deadpool, Wolverine, man.
I'm excited. He'll never know. He'll never know.
The excitement.
So anyway,
maybe
so
we'll grow into it. We'll
we'll see. I don't know.
Play cool.
Yeah, he's cool in a lot of other things I like, but like, I just figured like as like. Seriously, how could you not like this kind of stuff?
Yeah, you just figured it'd be natural.
Yeah, and I just like had to sit me down now, and my wife is sitting in the background, just like, take some of that. We got bad news, man. Tanner tapped his watch.
Yeah,
we are out of time. All right, so you know the role. You got the lights, or the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, so the big thing is March 22nd. Come and see Real Rock 18. Very excited. Oil Sands. Discovery Center, 7 p.m., Friday, March 22nd. Would love to have you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is at home.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.